Welcome to your LGBTQ community radio show on WPKN 89.5 FM. I'm your host, Andrew Ross, and with me is my co-host and trusty sidekick, Bonna Sue Bert. And we have special events I can mention here. And
our guest today is going to be the artistic director, Greg McMahon, from the Connecticut Gay Men's Chorus. And we are coming to you a little differently today. The show is always coming to you on the fourth Wednesday of every month from noon to one. And you just heard Mary Lambert. And we are going to start with the events because there are just so many of them. We got Pride in September. We have New Haven Pride coming up. And how many days did you say that was, Andy?
It's an eight-day event this year. What? So there are many things going on with the Pride announcements for New Haven.
So why don't you tell our listeners some of the stuff that they're doing? Because, I mean, it really is an expanded calendar. It sounds like a lot of neat things.
Yeah, I could go right into the New Haven Pride if you like.
Yeah, do that.
I've got New Haven Pride is September 15th through the 22nd. And for the information on this big celebration, listeners, you can go to newhavenpridecenter.org. The events include a flag-raising ceremony with Mayor Tony and Harp, and a kickoff reception on the 15th. The opening reception of It's a Queer Story on the 16th, a Getting By workshop with Robin Oakes on the 17th, an LGBTQ plus women's social on the 18th. Center Cabaret presents Edoja, Risking It All for Freedom by Edafi Okporo on the 19th. Gay New Haven pageant at Partners Cafe on the 20th. And traditionally the big day, Saturday, is the Pride March. Then there's a block party, a full block party. And then there's an after party. That's the 21st. And then there's a drag queen story hour and LGBTQ plus history walking tour and a Pride tea dance to close it out on Sunday the 22nd.
Wow, that sounds like so much fun this year. That's going to be like a lot of time up to New Haven for us, isn't it?
A lot of events and a lot of things going on. So it's a big deal for everybody, not just in New Haven, but elsewhere who wants to come and celebrate our community in New Haven.
So what else is up? I know that there's going to be more time, but anybody who is interested in getting a hold of Triangle Community Center to be sponsors for their upcoming gala in September, you need to contact Connor Pfeiffer. Is that it?
Yeah.
And
I can give you the website for that if you need that.
Yeah, why don't you give everybody the website?
The website for information is ctpridecenter.org/visionary_gala_2019. And it's the 2019, it's their 13th annual, Triangle Community Center's 13th annual Visionary Gala. It's featuring a celebrity guest, Leah Delaria, three-time SAG Awards, Screen Actors Guild Award winner, and star of Orange is the New Black and Reprisal. And it's happening Friday, October 4th, 7:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. at the loading dock, 375 Fairfield Avenue in Stamford.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat area over there. That's all over in all those new buildings over there. What is the one that we went to over there too, a couple of Christmases ago? Sign of the Whale. What is it?
Yeah.
No, that's all that's there. And there's pretty neat parking. You got to find it, but there's a lot of free parking over there too. But the Visionary is always a great, great event. And a lot of dancing, a lot of neat food, a lot of great people. And this year, it's, you know, at the going to be really interesting with this person who's coming in. So anything else going on locally?
Yes. The standard events for this month, our monthly show, And these can be found. This first group would be at Triangle Community Center. And for further information, I can't get into everything here, but it's at ctpridecenter.org. The first is Mid-Fairfield AIDS Project. They have an HIV positive support group that's 7 to 9:30 p.m. every 2 weeks on Wednesday. They have the new young adult space, which is over there, and it's Thursday, August 29th, and every Monday through Thursday, 1 to 6 p.m. Free, no RSVP required. Ages are 18 to 25. It's the drop-in space over there. Next, we have the Love Equals Respect, Friday, August 30th, 6 to 7:30 p.m., last Friday of each month, free, no RSVP required. Sunday, September 1st, is the Queer Outreach, 3 to 5:30 p.m., free, and that meets monthly. Monday, September 2nd, is Finding My Freedom, which is support for adult survivors of child abuse, and that's every Monday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. free. There's the Coffee Talk. That's a daytime social. Tuesday, September 3rd, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That's the first and third Tuesday of each month. That's also free. Wednesday, September 4th, is the Mid-Fairfield AIDS Project Therapist, and that's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thursday, September 5th, is Bisexuals and Allies, 7:30 to 9 p.m., and that meets monthly with no RSVP required. Friday, September 6th, is Games Night, 8 to 10 p.m., and that's every other Friday of each month. Sunday, September 8th, is PFLAG, that's Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, second Sunday of each month, 3 to 4:30 p.m. We did mention the Visionary Gala one more time. That's the Triangle Community Center. And that's more information is found at ctpridecenter.org/visionary_gala_2019. And we mentioned New Haven Pride. And the website for that is newhavenpridecenter.org. Lots of information on their site. I've been on it most of the day. And for Long Island events, please refer to the lgbtnetwork.org. Up next for them is their network gala, Thursday, September 26th, 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at Crest Hollow Country Club. That's in Woodbury, New York. Now, events they put on this year, there's a bunch of them. Give you an idea of what they're up to. Wear the Ribbon National Coming Out Day campaign. They have an LGBT Workplace Summit. They do also emergency preparedness training. They have the Hopog Center grand opening, Surfs Out Summer Kickoff, and Get Justice LGBT Youth Summit, the Long Island LGBT Conference, the Hampton Summer Kickoff, Long Island Pride, Long Island LGBT Prom, Sunset on the Harbor, also Pride Night at City Field, and PATCHOG, a Community Dialogue and Response to Hate. So that about wraps up the kind of the tri-county area, the Fairfield County through Bridgeport, Norwalk and Bridgeport, and then New Haven. And then we also are in to Long Island as well.
So right now we're going to play you I Love You from Caswell. It's his new song that came out in June of this year. And it features Bridget Baker. That was pretty good. I really like that. They say that he is the hip-hop Eminem of gay artists. So I'm not that big on that kind that music, but it was pretty good. I liked it. And this is WPKN, LGBTQ community radio show, coming to you at 89.5 on your dial. And it's also available on podcast, and we're streaming live. And we are every fourth Wednesday of every month from noon to 1. And Andy, I just want to say right now, okay, this again is, it's our show, and taking it away here while we're waiting for the guest to arrive is, I couldn't believe the other day that I read an article that already the log cabin Republicans have come out to endorse Trump. I don't get it. And again, this is one Bonna's opinion. And one out of one Bonna's just don't get it. And if anybody does, why don't you get a hold of us at our website? You can message us. And I mean, as things are shaping up right now, coming up this coming week, and actually I think it might be tomorrow, but it might be next week, I don't remember, is the fact that there are two cases in front of the Supreme Court concerning discrimination against the LGBTQ community and whether it's okay for an employer to fire someone because they're LGBTQ. And, you know, and the Trump administration has written a brief to say that it's okay to fire you if you're gay. So I just don't understand how he thinks that he is LGBTQ positive and for the community, and that a lot of gay people like him. And it just is. That's my editorial for this week and this month, and I'll be at it probably again and again. You all know me very well. But you said you talked to Connor today?
Yeah. And he said that they're good for volunteers for the Visionary Gala, but they have some sponsorship availabilities for people to want to go to the website and click on that if you have that interest in sponsoring for the Visionary Gala.
Now, we missed a lot of people at this year's Bridgeport Pride. It was unfortunate that it was so rainy there this year. But there were a lot of neat people. It was a lot of fun. And Mayor Ganim showed up with his police escort. And they actually, we didn't have the big parade this year, which went down and around downtown like in years past. But a lot of people braved it and went down the beautiful parade and stairs from the art gallery. And it was really pretty neat. Stay tuned. We're connecting with our guest right now. He's calling in, and this is WPKN at 89.5 on the dial. And as I mentioned, our guest this evening is Greg McMahon from the Connecticut Gay Men's Chorus. Hi, Greg. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Now, I'm just for our guests, this is Greg McMahon from the Connecticut Gay Men's Chorus. And he and I met and had a long chat at Norwalk Pride. And I am so happy that he is on the show tonight.
Yes, thanks for having me. It's great to talk to you again.
So I got to... Anyhow, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the chorus?
I'm a lifelong music lover. I was one of those choir kids, all that stuff in school, and music theater major in college, and all those things. So when the gay chorus movement started, boy, back in the early '80s, it was just the perfect place for me to be. So I actually tried to join a couple of choruses in other states, before I was moving around a lot. So when I finally settled here in Connecticut, they had just started up the chorus maybe a year before. So it sounded like the perfect thing, and I came on board, and I've been part of this group ever since, almost 35 years.
Wow, that's so hard. That's amazing.
It's crazy, right?
That's a lot of music.
It sure is.
So now... Again, your website was just very interesting because it talks about not just the history, but it also talks about the fact that the chorus is also socially involved in the LGBTQ community as well. But before we get on, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the history and how the chorus got started, since it sounds like you've been there since almost the beginning.
Since early on, yeah. The gay men's chorus, well, the gay and lesbian chorus movement started with after the assassination of Harvey Milk. San Francisco was, you know, as you probably know, it was up in arms after the assassination. So they, people just needed some way to vent. So they started up a choir there, and I don't know how many came even that for that first rehearsal, but they wanted to sing to memorialize Harvey Milk. So San Francisco was the first in the movement, but many, many cities heard about this and jumped on the bandwagon almost immediately. So all the major cities in the country have a pretty large chorus. Both there's a gay men's chorus and a lesbian chorus almost in every city. And so, you know, smaller areas like Connecticut wanted to be on the bandwagon as well, but it took a little bit longer to, you know, when you think about it, it was only, 25, 30 years that we've been able to be sort of open who we are on the streets. I mean, I can remember the city of New Haven invited us to sing at some street festival very early on in our days. And we were all excited about it, like it's our first time to be out in the streets. And then all of a sudden, as we're walking there, seeing these crowds, and we thought, oh, we're going to tell all these people that we're gay right here on the street openly. And we got very nervous about it, believe it or not. I mean, it was probably 35 of us to thousands of people in the audience. And by the end of the performance, we were the heroes of the place and practically carried out on people's shoulders because it was just such an exciting, thrilling moment for people to be, you know, to be just honest with everybody. It was pretty amazing.
Now, that must have been thrilling. As a singer yourself, your heart must have just continued to get bigger and bigger.
Absolutely. Amazing. And just to see the audience just like, what? Who's, they're what? They're who? You know, I mean, it was, and then the realization that, you know, we aren't the enemy or whatever. So it's pretty incredible. I mean, it continues to happen to this day. We do this, we do a monthly fundraiser that's a bingo with a, you know, we'll, I don't know if you want to talk about that later or not, but our audience is, I would say, the audience for that bingo is probably 75% straight. I mean, not that we count them, but it's, you know, it's a large straight percentage. And I think I'd say half of the new people every month come there thinking, oh my God, they're gonna molest me or they're gonna try to hit on me or whatever. And when they get there, they're like, oh, they're just regular folks.
Well,
you know, and it's crazy in 2020, in this year, 2019, that we still have to talk that way, but we do.
I know,
happens.
But getting back to what you were saying is one of the big things with Harvey Milk was that, you know, to let people know that we aren't somebody you don't know, that we are your neighbors, that we are your coworkers.
Yep.
And
that was one of his big messages. Yeah.
And so to be present in the community is what's so thrilling. And to be able to have, I mean, I love singing, but I probably, you know, it's not, you know, the people would tell me the only way I can carry a tune is if it's in a bag.
Oh.
But I try. And it is just exhilarating to, I love listening to different choirs. And now, do you guys do any a cappella type of work? And I mean, just exactly what is the scope that the chorus covers in a season?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, we cover pretty much everything there is, because just as soon as we think, oh, we have to do some comedy, then we hear, oh, why are you doing so much comedy? We want to hear this classical Ravel piece or something. So we really do try to do something for everybody. And, you know, even our members, some of our members are, you know, they're here because they want to sing traditional four-part male, you know, barbershop quartet stuff. And then some of them are, you know, they want to sing Iggy Azalea or something, you know. So I want to have the guys enjoy it as well. It's quite a learning experience for the audience and for our members, because within one concert, we'll do some, you know, something from 1950, and then we'll do something from last year, and then we'll do something from the 1800s. So, and, you know, sometimes, yes, and you were asking a cappella, we love doing that. But then also we've had the pleasure of having, you know, lots of instrumentalists with us. And that sort of runs the gamut. Last year, I think I told you when we were talking in Norwalk, we were invited to perform with the New Haven Symphony. And so we did, I think, 8 songs with them.
Wow.
And it was a, talk about a thrilling experience. It was a 65 or 68-piece orchestra.
Oh.
And that's the most orchestra I've ever sung with, that's for sure. So it was a Broadway selections, and one of the big pieces for us was I Am What I Am, which is, you know, of course, one of the big gay anthems. And here we are with a 65-piece orchestra doing this amazing arrangement that they gave to us. And then we were warming up for the final performance. We were warming up in Woolsey Hall downstairs by ourselves in the hallway, you know, because the orchestra is upstairs. So we were just singing it by ourselves and realizing that this song is so amazing that we're doing this piece without any orchestra now. And it's still just as amazing, if not more so, because it's so personal now. It's just the men's voices doing it. So it's become part of our repertoire because and we do it just the men's voices, no orchestra, no piano, nothing. And it's really moving. It's incredibly emotional every time.
And I bet in that space it kind of reverberated off the walls a little bit,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, amazing. I haven't sung in Woolsey for years, and it was quite an experience. The sound is incredible.
So do you have a question, Andy? Oh, okay. Andy is sitting here looking like he wanted to. What most of our listeners know is I stole the show a long time ago, and occasionally I let him get a word in edgewise. And because Andy was the one who created the show, and then he made the mistake of letting me come on one day, and it has never been the same since.
Oh,
it's okay, though.
Hi, Andy.
How you doing?
How does your season work? I mean, I was looking at all your summer dates, and with this broadcast, you've gone through all of them. And so what do you have coming up in September?
Actually, we just rehearsed tonight for our final of the summer dates. We're coming this Friday night. We'll be at Mohegan Sun singing for the Mohegan, or the, what's it called, Connecticut Sun game. We're singing the national anthem at that. And then the next day, we're at New London Pride, performing at New London Pride, which is amazing. That's a very exciting Pride festival. And then we have New Haven Pride coming up the next month. So
yeah, New Haven Pride will be in September, right? Exactly.
Yes, exactly. So we don't stop with our prides. It seems like they start in May and we continue. This has been a very busy season for us. But our regular season is we do a holiday show, a series of holiday shows in December, and then a spring show. It used to be called our Pride Show, but it's inched back to now it's in May or April. So this year it's going to be at the end of April. And we'll do that in both in New Haven and at the Kate as well.
Okay. Now, I guess I was again, as you said, it's as much for the participation of the members as it is for the community. And you probably did, in a sense, answer it, but I'm going to ask it a slightly different way. Now, when I mentioned with the a cappella, do you have smaller groups go off and do smaller venues and like maybe an a cappella group here and the large chorus do something here? And
oh, you mean for sing outs, for when we go out to other events?
Other events, yeah.
Yes, we only because sometimes they'll ask sort of last minute, or you know, it's the flag raising somewhere or something like that, which we love to take part in, but often so many people, our guys come from not only all over this state, but they come from other states as well. So it's trying to get somebody down from Massachusetts for a 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Westport is a little tough. So not on purpose do we have a quartet or octet somewhere, but sometimes that's the group that is available to do something. And if it's something that we really feel like we should be a part of, we do our best to, you know, to somehow make it happen.
Wow. Now, when the show is, as I keep reminding everybody, is the fourth Wednesday of every month. So your next audition is September what again?
Our auditions are the last Tuesday of August and the first Tuesday of September. And my glasses aren't good enough to even see those dates. It's
so yeah, let's concentrate on the September date.
Oh, okay. So that's September, I believe, is that 10th? Let me just make sure.
Because we want to make sure everybody has a chance to come find you in September.
Yes, here it is. September 3rd.
Okay.
Is that date.
And where are the auditions located?
They're at our rehearsal space in New Haven. And if they go on our website or email us, they can find that information. We'll give them directions.
This is WPKN's LGBTQ Community Radio Show, streaming, coming to you on 89.5 on your dial, streaming live and available for podcast. Greg, are you back?
I am. I'm here. Are you?
Oh, okay. Somehow we lost you for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I could hear you, but I just couldn't.
No, we couldn't hear you, so I'm glad you're back. So that's why important. I did the station ID. So, again, how long have you been the artistic director?
Since the 25th anniversary. So, boy, almost going on 10 years. Well, that's probably 8 years now, not 8 and a half. So, yeah, so we've been through several artistic directors in my tenure here, and I did, for a while we were doing big staged performances, and that was, you know, that was one of my strengths as a music theater person. So we would choreograph every single number, and it was like watching a Vegas variety show. What we discovered is that, you know, the audiences loved that, but our membership did, you know, that their home relationships and their work relationships suffered because we were having rehearsals 3 or 4 nights a week and every weekend. And while it was a great performance, it was also, you have to balance out your life with that. So we've switched around a little. So anyway, I was doing the stage direction when we had another music director. So after he moved on, we've had a couple of other artistic directors, and then finally the board said, look, you're the one that should be doing this, because I have this group in my heart. It's been such a part of my world for so long, and I feel like I know what the guys like to do, and I understand what's important to them, because I was a singer as well before. And you know, 97% of the time we spend is in rehearsal and not in performance. I mean, the performance window is very small.
Okay, we are really having problems with our connection. Greg says he can hear us, but we can't hear him. And,
you back?
Am I back yet?
Yeah, you're back. There you go.
I started rambling, sorry.
No. Rambling's good, no. I just don't know why we're having a problem with the communications.
Oh, maybe this phone might not be good.
Yeah, now you were saying that, where did we leave off? You were talking about that good percentage of...
Oh yes, I'd say 90%, 95% of our time is in rehearsal, not in performance. So I've learned that for the chorus to be rewarding to the members, it has to be more than just performance. You have to be fulfilled at rehearsals as well. You have to feel good about yourself. You have to feel like you've been creative and part of a good team. So rehearsals have become, I've sort of had a 180, is that right? A 180
yeah.
degree turn. I used to believe that it was all about the performance, and that was the end result. And now I realize that the guys leaving here after a rehearsal and feeling, you know, so excited and energized, that's the point of it all. And if then the audience gets to benefit from that.
Greg, can you, we were talking about our conversation at Norwalk Pride.
Yes.
And you had mentioned to me a piece that was being commissioned that is due in 2020 or 2021, I can't remember.
2021 we'll be doing it.
Okay.
It's being written currently right now. It's going to be premiered by, it's being commissioned by 10 choruses. San Francisco and Philadelphia will be doing it in 2020. And then the other choruses are going to be doing it together. Probably throughout that next year, it's based on interviews with queer and trans kids, like high school, maybe early college, and they're interviewing these kids and talking about their I shouldn't say kids.
Well, to you and to young people, to you and I, they're kids.
They sure are, but it's you know, to half my chorus, it's kids too, because you know our chorus is very multi-generational, from 21 to 65 probably. So this piece is based on all these young people's coming out experiences, or just experiences trying to figure out how to maneuver through their day. The working title right now is @ Queer Z, because it's about Generation Z. All very new to many of us, but it's being composed by this young Julian. I should have written his last name down. He's a Yale music student graduate, and he was the musical Evan Hansen. Dear Evan Hansen,
right, right.
He was the associate associate to the composer.
Whoa.
On that.
How cool!
So he has that kind of sound to him, and it's the things I've heard so far have been just so exciting and so different from what we're doing. The really cool. I'm gonna give a little bit of a teaser out for this, but we've been in talks with the Hartford Gay Men's Chorus, the other chorus in Connecticut, and we've been talking to them about doing this together as a sort of an outreach to some of the gay youth organizations and things like that. And we thought the sheer numbers of all of us together on stage in doing these pieces would be just really incredible experience for all of us as well as for the audience.
So what are you planning for the New Haven Pride Fest?
Our last spring concert was based on the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, so we did a lot of gay pride music. So it was jam packed with all the really quote gay anthems. So this one we'll be doing It's Raining Men, of course, one of the big gay disco songs. I Will Survive, another big one. Born This Way. That we're going to finish with that I Am What I Am that I was telling you about, because it really has sort of become our anthem, even though it's been the gay anthem for 1,000 years. We never really embraced it ourselves, because I always kind of thought, oh boy, that's been done to death. But this really brought a new light to it, and each guy sort of, we really start to feel it when we do it. It's really moving for the audience.
Before I let you go, though, you had and I was asking you about the September date, you just had a Bingo Mania fundraiser. That's your biggie fundraiser. Was there any fun prizes? Any fun prizes coming up in September?
Oh, absolutely. It's September is going to be a back-to-school theme, and it's going to be called Kilty Pleasures.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so and we have a couple of guys who are... swear that everybody wants to wear a kilt, so I'm holding them to that, and we're gonna see how many of our audience really comes dressed. Our audience loves to dress up for these things, for the bingos. We just finished Pirates. What was it called? Pirate Booty. So and we had probably a good 36 pirates in the audience, and the big one, of course, is Halloween, is coming up on the 19th of October, and it's the almost the entire audience dresses for that one, and that's 400 people.
Oh, whoa!
Yeah, so it's a big bingo, and it's so much fun, because they call it drag bingo, but there's not many people in drag. It's just the hostess is in drag, but mostly it's just regular chorus guys in funny costumes. But the audience has a great time, because we play kind of ridiculous games, and there's dirty jokes and all sorts of things, and then plus you can actually win money.
Oh, I'm all about money.
Yeah, it's great. There's a cash bar, and people love that. And you can bring any food you want. So people bring these giant picnics, and then they play bingo as well. So what kind of night is that for $20? Right
there, you go. And where is September and October's location?
They're all of our bingos are at the Annex Club in. It's actually called New Haven, but it's just over the bridge. I always want to call it the Q Bridge, but it's not called that anymore. I think it has a new name, but it's just over the bridge in New Haven. So, but if you go on our website at ctgmc.org, you can find the directions for that, and it's always at the same place. And some people are just regulars. That we have people that have been there for months and months and months, and we know their kids and we know their story, and they're it's like a big family here.
And you have the September audition. What date was that again?
That is Tuesday, September 3rd. And that information can be found also on our site. If somebody wants to audition but can't make it that night, we are since we'll be having the New Haven Prides We are going to be offering people at the New Haven Pride an opportunity to audition as well. So if they just contact us through our website, they, you know, that we can set up an audition for them. Because we don't start our new season for, you know, intensely until the 17th. So.
Well, that's great. Well, again, thank you for putting up with our technical difficulties this evening.
Well, I'm so glad it wasn't me this time.
No, it was us. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at Bingo next month.
Wonderful. Yes. Definitely let me know if you're coming.
Okay. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
And this is WPKN 89.5. This is the LGBTQ Community Radio Show, and we are streaming live and available on podcast. Andy, I didn't let you get a word in edgewise at all.
That's okay. I'm the inspiration. So.
Yeah, okay, the inspiration.
I'm a good delegator.
So we'll have to find kilts, won't we?
Exactly.
So that
exactly.
Sounds like fun. Kilts and
bingo night.
Kilts and backpacks. So, yeah, they just had a So where was it? New Haven. There was a group that had a backpack giveaway.
Mm.
And again, I'm sorry that this month's show is a little hectic. I'm trying to get used to the new paradigm in my life, and hopefully by October, everything will be straightened around. And again, we love the show, and we love all our listeners. And thank you again for being with us. And you have a great, we will see you a great month, and we will see you in September. And hopefully we will have people on from Triangle to talk about the gala.
Exactly. We'll see you next month.